Scott, that's JayWelfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 337. I want to revisit The Red Heifer and the Third Temple, part two to a VCast that we did. It's not scriptural. Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. The red heifer in Numbers actually represents Jesus Christ. And nowhere in the Bible does it talk about a third temple fulfilling prophecy. Stick with it. We'll cover it. And within this VCast, really, the four things I want to set out to do is, one, prove you're the temple of God if you're a Christian. Prove that you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice. So that fits into the abomination of desolation of the Antichrist sitting in the holy place. This is why they had to inject you with nanotech, my friends. Ultimately, prove that we've been doing the last 3 years. Pharmakia is evil and controls you. And we'll tie it to scripture, my friends. And lastly, we're going to prove that this is a seed war. But first of all, some headlines. Red heifer sacrifice could take place in 1 year. And the second headline from ChristianHeadlines.com, red heifers arrive in Israel. Is it a signal of the third temple, comma, end times, question mark? Good night, my friends. The real abomination of desolation has nothing to do with animal sacrifice. It's rather defiling a temple of God that is you. And we're going to prove that out in this VCast. I had some pushback on part one that really echoes the same message that I'm talking about here. So we'll go over some of those scriptures as well. Because you got to remember, as again, Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. And if it's Christ is not in it, it's not holy. So a red heifer that represents Christ in Numbers in the Old Testament has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, the new covenant, my friends. So I'm seeing so many Christian pastors butchering this, in my opinion, and I don't think they're warning the flock, the sheep, in the proper way. Sorry, I'm going to jump ahead to proving pharmakia is evil and ultimately controls you. This just blew me away. This all-seeing eye plaque from Pfizer. You can't make this up. What is that? Osiris? This all-seeing eye occult image right in your face. Pharmakia in the end of days, much of it is wicked. And I want to play something from the Reese Report. And again, follow our ministry. We wrote a book, Seal One is Open, that primes the fourth beast system that is iron, graphene oxide, mix, and clay. You, the seeds of men will not cleave. It's a seed war. But this is just some new information that they've had this nanotechnology for years, for years. I think what they're going to do is they're going to set off this nanotech for the next pandemic. People are going to get very, very sick, but it's what they either ate, drank, or injected in themselves. And I'm going to do a podcast for some solutions, some health solutions that you need to do some research on in the future. But this to me is mind-bending. Let's roll it.
The 248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMed talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel, and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same structures that the fifth column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Bachelet.
My team developed nanorobots that carry antenna. These antenna are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enabled the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these versions of nanobots can actually be activated with the press of a button on a joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or a basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or a clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein, the duplexes are held sufficiently strong to maintain the entire structure closed. But when the key is present, that piece of DNA that we designed to recognize that key switches to bind to the key, and the duplex zips open.
The work of Todd Callender's team at VaxChoice.com have concluded that these shots contain a variety of synthetic pathogens that can be released with external 5G frequencies. The Moderna patent describes these nanoparticle mimics, which mimic the delivery of a variety of pathogens, and lists over 100 of them within the patent. And according to the work at VaxChoice, these synthetic pathogens each have an IP address. They are cataloged by the Department of Energy, and they use cesium-137, which we have been contaminated with from the environment, as a building block for their construction within our bodies using external frequency. And their research shows that the Microsoft patent filed in 2020, 060606, cryptocurrency system using body activity data, is now in effect, and that this technology is turning the human body into an antenna which can output energy, meaning that humans are being turned into batteries to fuel the digital AI prison that is being built around us. And if you choose not to comply, the technology includes a built-in kill switch. Thanks to many independent researchers and scientists, we are figuring out their agenda, but they continue to walk freely among us, unrestrained by any justice whatsoever. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
This fourth beast system spoken of by Daniel, I think, is optogenetics or mind controlism that we've always talked about. All right, I just thought this was interesting. We've covered this before. Russia says it's about to have a vaccine against cancer. The same news is happening in the West as well. We did a podcast, Final Days Report, episode 327, Create Cancer, Offer False Light, because they're promoting vaccines with the mRNA technology. So cancer and all these diseases have skyrocketed from the days of Noah Devil Juice, and now they're going to actually solve the problem that they created, problem, reaction, solution. So I think on so many fronts, we're watching big time wrestling. I've covered multiple times. I think it's 70% that we're poking the bear, 30% we're watching theater, and my ratio might be off a bit. But when I see articles like that, I'm just like, from Russia, that they're coming out with a vaccine for cancer. Personally, I think with the Rife machine and other technologies, when my mother had cancer years ago and when the internet was freer, you could actually dive deep into a lot of alternative ways people were curing their cancer. Rick Simpson oil, all sorts of wild stuff. All right, number one, I want to prove that you're the temple of God. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. We're going to get heavy scriptural now. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If you're a Christian, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. All right, John 2, 19 through 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, talking to the Pharisees, Sadducees, destroy this temple, he's speaking of himself, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was the temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. It's critical. So once you're Christian, you are the temple of God, my friend. So we've proven you're the temple of God via scripture. And you might be saying, it's just scripture. It's written by man. The Bible is mathematically impossible not to be true. I mean, when you look at the permutations, the prophecy, the archaeology, the genealogy, I mean, on and on. It is mind-bending. So search S.J. Wellfire if you think the Bible is just a bunch of fairy tales. Type in, is the Bible real, on the search. All right, you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice if you're saved. You need to be in the spirit versus the flesh. And this funnels into the abomination of desolation of Daniel 9:27, when the Antichrist sitting in the holy place, that is you, via nanotech that we just showed, shall cause the sacrifice and oblation, the offering, to cease. Right? It starts to make sense with Daniel 2, the seeds of men will not cleave. But let's read Romans 12. Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Pastor Larry always talks about that. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What are you putting in your mind? That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 1 Peter verse chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, giving yourself as a daily sacrifice. And again, that parlays into the abomination of desolation, where they're defiling the temple of God that is you. All right, next, being deceived by pharma really has a role in the end of days. We show the deception of big pharma, especially with seal one, where we wrote our book about, and I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. Bow means toxin when you really look it up and do the etymology, and a crown, coronavirus crown, was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This whole WHO treaty coming up to control via a toxin. And then Revelation 18, we've covered it often, an end of times scripture that talks about sorceries. When you really look up sorceries, it's pharmakia, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, the Bill Gates of the world, all these billionaires created with this nonsense, with this pandemic, for by their sorceries, sorceries means pharmakia, when you look it up in the Greek, were all nations deceived. We were totally deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Revelation 18, verses 23, 24. And again, scripturally, we've proven that pharmakia in the end of days is wicked. We have the all-seeing eye with Pfizer. We showed the Reese video. And we talked about Russia and their poison poke for the vaccine. And the mRNA cancer therapies destroy the immune system, fix the immune system. Order out of chaos, my friends. Now, the next thing I want to do is talk about a seed war, the fourth objective. It's about a seed war, my friends. Genesis 3:15, and I'll put enmity between thee and thy woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It's a seed war to defile the temple of God to ultimately steal your soul with optogenetics and mind controlism and science and this worldly system. I mean, the end goal is really ultimately to steal your soul. All right, we often talk about this fourth beast system being iron mixed with clay. You're made of clay, right? And you can read Daniel 2 about this, but let's read verses 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. This is a seed war. Let the Bible define the Bible. They're jacking us with DNA defilement, with nanotech to hook you up to the hive mind, my friends, with this fake AI God that's omnipresent, according to the World Economic Forum leaders that we always talk about. So it's a seed war, and you can read in Genesis as well. You know, I'm a believer in the fallen angels meeting with women and having the giants, right? The book of Enoch talks about that. It's not but biblical book, but it's referenced in the Bible, and you need to make sure you do your due diligence on which book of Enoch you're reading. But I just thought this was interesting. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. That does not mean, in our ministry's point of view, that nobody in his generation sinned. That just doesn't make any sense. And the Bible says, in as the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end of times. Lawlessness, wicked thoughts all the time. Yes, check, check, check. But also DNA defilement, my friends. All right, so we've proven you're the temple of God. You give yourself as a daily sacrifice. Pharmakia in the end of days is wicked. It's sorcery, and it's all about a seed war. So the Antichrist will sit in you, the temple of God, under this transhumanism, merging man and machine. And even if you didn't take the poison poke, they've been defiling our water and our food, probably with this technology as well. We did a podcast of a whistleblower on that. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, talking about the Antichrist, the man of sin. And what I find interesting is Paul was writing to the church saying, you didn't miss the second coming because you will see the Antichrist sit in the holy place. Let's read. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, that's you, that we've proven, showing himself that he is God. And this will cut off the daily sacrifice and the abomination of desolation. To my pre-tribber friends, it's funny, when I go against pre-tribbers, I always lose subscribers. You're not getting raptured out of here in our ministry's point of view, because I just thought it was interesting. Paul here is talking to a church saying, you did not miss the second coming of Jesus Christ. Why would he be warning them for all of us to say the man of sin will come and sit in the holy place? You're going to see the Antichrist, and he will rule a short time, my friends. So you're going to be here with that. Don't fall for it. You're not getting raptured out of here. Let's get into the abomination of desolation. Really, the key point is, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation, the offering, to cease. And the overspreading means wing or extremity or extension of abominations, he shall make it desolate, abandoned. So he's going to cut off your daily sacrifice. That is what this is saying, my friends. So really, going back to the red heifer, Christ is the ultimate sacrifice, as we've said. If Christ is not in it, it's not holy. And what is this abomination of desolation, that when you really follow technology, how could this whole thing play out, my friends? Well, you know, and again, in 2008, I had a dream. The Antichrist was speaking in front of these Greek columns, Roman Empire type columns. He was hit with the spear of destiny. They put his head on some sort of mega computer. Later, I think it's a quantum computer, and his head was there. And then he showed up as a hologram everywhere. People went in with a flash of light, came out as mind-controlled zombies. And I think this, as the days of Noah, devil juice. I also had a couple dreams of mind controls and technology that's there. But you're not worshiping the image yet if you've actually taken this nanotech in you. So I think it's a primer for this mark of the beast system, and also has some very, very nefarious elements to it that can control disease that we've always talked about, and maybe even cut through the blood-brain barrier and have a little mind controlism element to it. But here's where it gets wild, with how they're talking about brain tissues running these quantum computers. That dream I had, I was like, boy, this is sensational. But let's read. Inside the UK lab that connects brains to quantum computers, will future computers run on human brain cells? Science Daily. Biocomputer combines lab-grown brain tissue with nature. Scientists unveil plan to create biocomputers powered by human brain cells. I'm not going to read this entire thing, but bottom line, the red heifer is about the Old Testament blemish-free heifer that never carried a yoke. In Numbers 19, verses 1 through 21, you can read it. It represents Christ. And the third temple, the concept of the third temple in Jerusalem, does not appear in biblical texts. However, for Orthodox and conservative Jews, the temple in Jerusalem is central to their religion and coincides with their beliefs in the Messiah. This will be ultimately the Antichrist. And again, in the New Testament, Jesus spoke of his own body as the temple of God. And if you're a Christian, we showed scripture that you're the temple of God if a Christian. when I first did this third temple is not in the Bible, many people actually disagreed and quoted Revelation 11 verses 1 through 2. And that's about preservation of the church, trial of the church, counting the number of believers, and also those that are in, those that are out. Reminds me of Romans 11, till the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled, right? That we always talk about. So who's in, then all Israel will be saved. All of Israel that is saved basically are those that come to Jesus Christ, Jews or Gentile, because when you really read Romans 11, Christians, Jews and Gentiles that believe on Christ are grafted in. So Revelation 11 is a sister passage to Romans 11 and others that we've covered in previous Bible studies. Let's look at it. Revelation 11, verses 1 through 2. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and get this, and them that worship therein. It appears they're measuring the elect, the saints. But the court, which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. Those are the non-believers, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Back half. So ultimately, and this is from Matthew Henry, preservation of the church in the times of public danger, trial of the church. We're all going to go through tribulation when you read Matthew 24, if you're a believer, after the tribulation. Now, there's some scholars, multiple scholars, that think the outer court really are non-believers, basically God's enemies, treading down underfoot. Maybe some of them will come to Christ. Who knows? So hopefully this makes sense. Do not fall for this third temple and red heifer nonsense, because ultimately Jesus Christ was the final sacrifice. We are under a new covenant. Go to sjwildfire.com and make sure you sign up for our alerts. I haven't sent one out in a while. I need to get back to it, but I continuously see people signing up. Thank you for your prayers and support, and have a blessed day. Thank you.